Good morning. What a beautiful day. Just again, thank you all so much for coming today. I appreciate your willingness to take time out of your busy schedules on this Holy Weekend, Good Friday. And thank you all, family members, for being with us today. I know this is a tough day for you all. We had a beautiful day yesterday. We were gifted. And again today, we have been gifted a beautiful day. So as somber as this event is, it is a beautiful day to look back in perspective. The Bible tells us in John 15:13 that greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Good morning, my name is Stan Humphreys. I'm the judge executive here in Trigg County. It is my pleasure to welcome you today to this anniversary remembrance ceremony. It's really hard to believe that it's been a year since this terrible accident, which is just behind me about a half mile. This accident claimed the lives of 9 of America's best. I'm sure for the family members, it seemed like one day, perhaps forever, and the next minute, just like it was yesterday. We grieve alongside you, and we have for this past year. Isn't it strange how life is? One minute, you don't even know this person or family. And the next minute, you're bonded for life. I think that teaches us a lot about life, though, doesn't it? In those unexpected occasions, you find yourself joined up with someone that you have never met before, didn't know, but you will forever be bonded with them. Family, friends, community partners, thank you for joining us today as we commemorate and salute our fallen heroes. Would you please stand with us as we post the colors? Trigg County Honor Guard, post the colors.
Detail, Miss Hutton, right shoulder, arm. Forward, mark. Detail, halt. Left, face.
If you would stand with me as we go for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Present arms.
I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Miss Abigail Hardy will now sing our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleam, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets reckless bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
Right face. Forward march.
Thank you, Honor Guard. And while you're still standing, I'm going to ask Jeff Broadbent, our Tri-County Magistrate, to come lead us in our prayer, please.
Let's pray. Father God, we come before you again today. We just thank you for how good you are to us. We thank you, dear Father, that you saw fit for us to be born in the greatest nation on earth. And Father God, we thank you for the sacrifice that your son made as we go through the Easter holidays. Today we want to thank you for the sacrifice that was made by each of these soldiers that died here, Father God. We're just thankful for families that raised men that are willing to die for the freedoms that we often take for granted. And again, we just ask you be with the families, Lord, as they process through the loss of their loved one. I ask your blessing to be upon each family. Again, we just thank you. We ask that you bless our country. In your son's name, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Thank you. Please be seated. On your program, it says recognition of guests, but I'm going to probably forego that. There are so many here that I have been talking to and have come in. I would be remiss if I tried to follow those names. Those names are here not for themselves. Those names are here to support you. And I want you to know that. We do have magistrates from Trigg County. We have elected officials from Trigg County. We have adjoining counties, judge executive and officials here today. We appreciate all them. The mayor of Cadiz is here as well. And so many more that are here just to support you and be part of this special day in Trigg County. I'm going to ask Lucy to come up and help me with this next portion of our program. There she is. I want to call the names of the individual members who perished a year ago today. If their family members are here, would you please stand? We have something we would like to present you. Staff Sergeant Joshua C. Gore. Chief Warrant Officer 3, Zachary Esparza. Sergeant David Salinas. Staff Sergeant Taylor Mitchell. Sergeant Isaac J. Gallo. Chief Warrant Officer 2, Rustin Smith. Warrant Officer 1, Aaron Healy. Sergeant Emily Marie Eve Bolaños. Warrant Officer Jeffrey Barnes. please accept this gold rose as just a simple token of our appreciation and love for each of our families. At this time, I'm going to ask Dr. Scott Wilson, Hayes Methodist Church pastor, to come this morning. He has a few words he would like to offer up this morning.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
This in here.
Okay. There you go.
I'll let you do it.
Okay, maybe.
If it don't fit, I'll hold it.
Okay. It's going to be in your way here.
No, sir.
Good morning. If there's one thing that we know as Americans, it's the fact that freedom comes at a high price. Freedom is anything but free. From the moment that the founders of this great nation engaged in the Revolutionary War until today, generation upon generation of American men and women have paid the ultimate price for freedom. That price has been paid on battlefields and in training grounds all around the world. I looked it up, and from what I can find, it's estimated that since the Revolutionary War, there's been approximately 1,250,000 soldiers, airmen, sailors, and Marines whose lives have been given in the name of freedom. And if you add to that the number that have been killed in training to prepare for battle, that number comes to over 2 million. That's a high price. On March 29th, 2023, that number was added to by nine. Nine of America's finest from the 101st, while training to ensure that they were battle ready and remained at the highest level of expertise, they paid the price for our freedom. A feat that is not all unfamiliar with the men and women of the 101st. According to your website, when they were reactivated on 16 August 1942 for the express purpose of defeating Hitler's Nazis and ending World War II, they paved the way for the 1st and 4th Infantry Division on D-Day on June 6, 1944 by parachuting behind enemy lines. And they did it again at the Battle of the Bulge, holding off the enemy in one of World War II's bloodiest battles. The 101st, whose fierce fighting during the Vietnam conflict earned them a particular nickname, the Chicken Men. The Chicken Men. The Viet Cong mistook the Screaming Eagle for a chicken, and their mantra was, avoid the Chicken Men at all costs. Who the former Secretary of State Robert Gates once referred to as the tip of the spear. You, the men and women of the 101st Airborne, know the price of freedom all too well. Along with the families and friends of those who are in the military, who are left behind to pick up the pieces and find a way to carry on. We know it's part of what it means to be a military family. You know that every deployment, every world conflict or training exercise can end tragedy. Growing up on several military posts and bases in the 1970s and 80s, I still remember when my father would go on alert and be gone for days on end. But that was normal. It was normal being a part of a military family living in Germany during the Cold War era. I remember as a young child talking to my great uncles, two of which who were part of the Lost Battalion, World War II, on the Isle of Java. They were prisoners of war for 3 years. I remember feeling both pride and sadness. The fact that we knew that something could end to someone that we loved in a bad way. The anxiety that we would feel if something would go wrong in training exercises, and the news would spread across the base, and we would wonder if our parents were involved, and then find relief knowing that it wasn't him, but then instantly guilt because we knew that it was a family member of someone that we hung around with in school, a brother, someone else's sister, son, daughter, or dad. Today we remember that freedom is not free at all. We gather in this field to honor 9 soldiers who a year ago never came home. We honor their sacrifice, and we are humbled, and we are blessed that they were willing to pay that price. Today is Good Friday. We set aside this day, the church does, to remember the fact that our Father in heaven knows the pain of sacrifice. When we want to cry out to God, why would our loved one be in this situation? We might find peace and comfort in knowing that God knows what it's like to watch his son die. It was Jesus, the one and only Son of God, who came and laid down his life as a ransom for anyone who has ever sinned. Jesus, who paid the price, that you and I might know freedom from the power and the consequence of sins. As has already been stated, John 15:13 says that no greater love is this than one who would lay down his life for his friends. To pay the price that we might be free. On this Sunday, we celebrate the victory that Jesus has over death and the resurrection, and we claim that victory for ourselves. And we remember the price that was paid for the victory and the freedom until we're reunited with him in heaven. Until that happens, families, friends, I pray that the peace of God brings you comfort, that the promise of life gives you encouragement, that the grace of God sustains you, and that the love of God fills you. Amen.
Did that grace
I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far. And grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. This time I'm going to ask Colonel Clint Cody to come for Fort Campbell. He's the 101st Division Combat Aviation Brigade Commander. Colonel, appreciate you coming today and the rest of the command staff from Fort Campbell. So, podium's yours, sir.
All right, good morning, everyone. I don't really have anything prepared, but I just want to say on behalf of the 101st Combat Aviation Brigade, thank you all for coming today, and most importantly, thanks for all the support. I've always said Fort Campbell is a special place, and it's because of the surrounding community and how they take care of our soldiers and their families, and that was never more apparent than on 29 March 2023. The first responders that showed up to take care of our soldiers that perished that night, and the support has been phenomenal for the past year. Events like this, the sign unveiling, and everything that this Trigg County has done for our soldiers and our Gold Star families, again, we cannot thank you enough. And it's one of the, it's a difficult day, but it makes it a little bit easier for us to kind of get through. So again, Judge Humphreys, I cannot thank you and all of Trigg County and the surrounding communities for everything you've done for our families and for our soldiers to help make this day a little bit easier, because it is very difficult. But you guys have been behind us the entire way, the whole year. The support has been phenomenal. And again, I cannot thank you enough.
We have some federal delegation representatives here today. I'm going to ask if they come and introduce themselves to you. They have a remark prepared by our leadership in Washington.
Hi, I'm Morgan Alvey. I am Senator Mitch McConnell's field representative here in West Kentucky, and I have a letter to read from him. Dear Gold Star families and officials, I write to pay my respect as you gather to honor the 9 brave soldiers of the 101st Airborne Division we lost on this day 1 year ago. We honor each hero who died in service of our country, Jeffrey Barnes, Emily Marie Eve Bolaños, Zachary Esparza, Isaac John Gallo, Joshua C. Gore, Aaron Healy, Taylor Mitchell, Rustin Smith, and David Salinas, Jr. These young men and women were among our nation's finest aviators. They chose to follow a time-honored path, serving in the 101st Airborne Division's Dust-Off Company, and they wore its crest with pride. They fly now higher than ever before as they rest in God's loving arms. This tragic accident reminds us of the sacrifice our service members make each day. Dust-off pilots accept grim odds to protect friend and foe alike, and they honor a creed that has defined every brother and sister before them, "When I have, you're wounded." The memory of these fallen heroes lives on in our brave soldiers who continue to profess these sacred words. Gold Star families, friends, and comrades, as you grieve, know you are not alone. Your nation grieves with you, and we continue to hold you in close prayer today and all days. Sincerely, Senator Mitch McConnell. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Jason Hassard. I'm a field representative for Senator Rand Paul. Senator Paul wanted to write to recognize the Gold Star families and the Trigg County community for the efforts they have made to honor those that were lost at the Black Hawk helicopter crash last spring. It was a tragedy that shook the community, but the way in which you've come together to honor the fallen soldiers is truly remarkable. It is important that we remember those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our country, and the memorial that will be erected in their honor is a beautiful tribute. I am proud to see how the community has come together to support the military and their families. As your senator, I'm committed to supporting our troops. I will continue to fight for the men and women in uniform who put their lives on the line every day to protect our freedoms. Once again, I want to extend my deepest gratitude to your community for their efforts in honoring these fallen soldiers and heroes. Your dedication and commitment to our military is truly inspiring. Sincerely, Rand Paul.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Austin Weatherington. I represent Congressman Comer's office, who wanted to write a letter as well. Dear officials and Gold Star families, I want to extend my regards to the community of Fort Campbell on the anniversary of the helicopter crash that took 9 brave lives on March 29, 2023. Their service and resilience to our Commonwealth and the United States of America will not be forgotten. I join alongside the family, friends, and colleagues of these brave service members in remembering and honoring their lives. May we continue to remember and honor these individuals. Sincerely, Congressman James Comer.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, delegation. Appreciate that. I want to invite to the podium this time Miss Stephanie Vincent Perry. She is, as you know, to us locals, a familiar face. To you who are from out of town, this is where she was raised, in this general vicinity. This is their family cemetery on top of the hill. And her family has been truly a blessing to us as far as this process of acquiring the property that you're on today to erect a memorial. And she's going to touch on that. But first of all, I want to say thank you, Stephanie. She's here today with her daughter, Shannon, and Craig Perry. They can come as well. For those of you who don't know, all the 4 lanes of traffic that's out there today used to be on this little road right here. This was what 6880 was. And you drove by every day and you saw the family cemetery. The roads have changed and time has cut some of this off. But I think through this process, this site will now be even more seen than ever. So, Stephanie.
You know, I was blessed to grow up in Trigg County. It's like you said, we always had a connection with Fort Campbell, a lot of it, the proximity to Trigg with the base. But also, I think it was greater than that. It was the friends and the family that we knew that had served at Campbell. One of our friends, Bill Lawrence, he lived right up there. Up until a few years ago, they owned this property, him and his brother Larry. And then the road came through, and it made it this small little area. And Bill and Larry started worrying about what was going to happen to this piece of property eventually. They were worried about how it would affect the cemetery. And they said, we want to do something. We want to make sure it's connected with the cemetery. So they made sure that they deeded it over to the cemetery. Now, Bill was an Army guy. He enlisted not just once, he enlisted twice. He was a jokester, and he, at 60-something years old, he said, if they take me back a third time, I go. Well, we kind of laughed. He was dead serious. He believed, he was a true believer of what the Army stood for. And I hope he is happy today. I think he would be, that this memorial is going here. You know, growing up in Trigg County, in southern Trigg County, I lived just right down the road. It was normal for us to hear large artillery that sounded like it was in our backfield, or to see the flares light up the night light. I mean, it would just be like it was daylight with the flares glowing. Or that occasional helicopter that came close to our backyard that my sister Jessica and I would wave at. And we just knew they were waving back, like they had nothing else to do in that helicopter. And then there was that occasional convoy, a long convoy, that would come down 272. And it would be trucks and jeeps and tanks and other equipment. And my mom would say, why don't you go sit on the bank? So we would sit on the bank, and she said, wave at them. And maybe in that little, small way, they would understand in just that minute time, that it was just, we appreciate you. We appreciate your sacrifice. I don't know how it made them feel, but it made me aware of what they were sacrificing for us. Now, that was our normal growing up. But what wasn't normal was the sound we heard last year. The sound wasn't a normal sound. And the fear started, and the phone calls came, and then the news spread. And it was hard. But just like the young man who exited the first helicopter on the ground, who assessed the situation, made the call, and then fell to his knees. As the news spread around our small town, we fell to our knees. It took us down. And I know, as a parent who has lost a child, I understand there are no words that I can say that's going to fill that hole in your heart. And there is no monument that we can build that will fill that hole in your heart. But what I do promise you, I promise you this, that we will keep your family's memory alive. We will make sure they are remembered forever. And that is the one thing that, as we start this memorial, that I can promise you, that the Nine Eagles will forever be remembered. And we want to God bless you and give thanks for the sacrifice of your children, your friends, and your family. We want to thank Emily and David and Caleb and Isaac and Taylor and Jeff and Aaron and Rustin and Zach. And always know we will speak their name, and we will get thanks that we got to be here for just that small amount of time. God bless you.
Stephanie, thank you for those words. We appreciate that. We appreciate the generosity of your family to participate in this endeavor that we have struck out on to try to find a way to honor and memorialize those Nine Eagles. As was mentioned yesterday at Fort Campbell, where I saw all of you up front, and even with the absence today of Colonel Espinoza, who I understand is moving to a different post, time moves on. And for us, time moves on quickly. A year has passed. Before this tragic event happened, there was a desire of mine to try to find a way to centralize, make a repository of our Trigg County history, our Trigg County effort, and all the conflicts and wars that there has been in our nation's and our country's history, try to find a way to properly signify that in a central location. On the night of March 29th, 2023, and the days that came after that, we knew internally we were going to be doing something in Trigg County to memorialize those lives that were taken. And as time has worked itself, and as gifts have been given, and property is being transferred, we're going to do that on this location today. So let me just take a brief moment just to kind of lay out our perspective of what the future holds here on this particular gifted site. Where you're standing at, sitting at today, will ultimately be a memorial for the 9 Eagles that was lost on the Blackhawks. Behind you, you will see a symbolic pile of dirt that we're going to break ground on today. That's going to be in preparation for what's to come. The other side of the cemetery, and I want you to take a moment when you do leave, the other side of this cemetery is on the hill, the triangular piece which faces Katie's, that you can see through the long corridor leading up to it, is my vision of what may be a Trigg County Memorial Garden. A place that even teaching can take place, a historical perspective of what's happened, never to be forgotten by our students, by our community, and by those who have given so much to our country. So today, as we break ground in just a few moments on this Trigg County Memorial Garden, we're going to begin the process leading up to having something that next year this time, my vision looks like, when we have a commemorative event again, there will be something here on this site that we can view as being meaningful and put in place to honor your loved ones. My vision is that we have a committee put together of like-minded individuals who want to see the best that we can do in place on this hallowed ground. Time will work itself through that process, and this is early on for us as we've just been able to acquire this property. But I want to thank those who have been a part of that thus far. And again, I want to thank the Perry family, Craig, Stephanie, Shannon, and all those who, from the Vincent family, who are part of this. I want to thank the Lawrence family as well. I know Larry's here, that used to own this property, for their willingness to see this through as well. So in a moment, we're going to dismiss. And after our prayer, and I'm going to have, first of all, I want to have family members, anyone who would like to be in the picture, stand behind those shovels if they like. If you don't want to participate today, that's understandable. We're going to break ground on where this location is going to be at. And from there, it will spread out not only here, but on the other side that you'll be able to view from Katie's coming toward this property. I want to say thank you so much for coming today. We're going to dismiss with a prayer led by Barry Littlejohn, one of our Trigg County magistrates. He's going to come, and we're going to, at that point, be dismissed. I want one of our gentlemen to take this wreath of flowers over with us to the dirt that's been put there. We're going to break ground on this, and it's going to leave on a positive note. And again, I want to say thank you for coming. Thank you for your sacrifice. I know it's been a difficult day and a very difficult year. Just know from the bottom of our hearts here in Tree County, we appreciate, love you all. And we just want to say that we will do our best to continue to memorialize and honor your fallen. Barry?
Bow with me. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we just come before you, Father, to thank you for this day that you've given. And most of all, Father, in the one-year memorial celebration, we come and lift up these families, Father, the nine families that raised good men and women, wonderful people that gave the ultimate sacrifice for this country that they loved so much, which was their lives. And that is one sacrifice that can never be forgiven or forgotten or go away, Father. And we just ask that our heart pours out to these families of our love, our compassion, our sympathy, and our concerns for them, not only today, yesterday, and tomorrow, Father, that we love them and we will continue to honor and support them in each and every day of our lives here in Trigg County. And Father, as the judge had mentioned, we lift up the future plans for this. We just ask, Father, that you bless the hearts of each and every one that ever comes through Trigg County, that comes down that road, when they cast eyes upon a sign or a monument that they see, that they will understand and know that those that died for this country, for the freedoms that are not free, the price is paid by lives to have our freedom and our rights. And we just want them to know when they come through Trigg County that there's those that are gone are never forgotten. They will never be forgotten in this county. And we honor them each and every day. And we ask that you continue to bless them and pray for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Barry.
Okay. At this time, this does conclude our memorial anniversary.